나라이나 나마스위트야 나름 차이반으로 담음 디빈 사르스와띵 비아섬 Tato jaya mudiraye Vede ramayane chaiva Purane bharate tata Adavante jamadye cha Hari savata giyate Mukham kuruti bachalam Pangum langayate girem Yakripa tamahambande Shri Guru Ndina Tarane Paramananda Madhavam. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. We offer our most respectful obeisances to the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is incarnation of Krishna, Krishna speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We need a lot of mercy to hear Krishna inside and out and to Srimad Bhagavatam. So we offer our most respectful obeisances that we can properly speak and properly hear and serve Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, the 12th chapter, Vritasura's glorious death, and today text number 8. Is that correct? 8. Please repeat. Loka sapala yasya ime swasanti vibhasa vase dvija iva Siccha Badha Saha Kala Iha Karanam Loka Sapala Yasyeme Swasanti Vivasavashe Dijaiva Siccha Badha Sakala iha karanam Loka sapala yasyeme Shvasanti vivashavashe Dijahivashishabadha Sakala iha karanam Loka sapala yasyeme Shvasanti vivashavashe Dijaiva shichabadha Sakala iha karanam Loka sapala yasye me Swashanti vivashavase Dijayi vashichabhadha Sakala hiya karanam
Loka sapala yasyeme.
kasapalayasye me swashanti vivashavase Mataji. Loka, the worlds. Sapala, with their chief deities or controllers. Yasya, of whom? Ime, all these. Sasanti, live. Vivasha, fully dependent. Vashe, under the control. Dija, birds. Eva, like. Shicha, by a net. Badha, bound. Saha, that. Kala, time factor. Iha, in this. Karanam, the cause. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vrittasura is continuing his talk. All living beings in all the planets of the universe, including the presiding deities of all the planets, are fully under the control of the Lord. They work like birds caught in a net who cannot move independently. Please repeat. All living beings in all the planets of this universe, including the presiding deities of all the planets, are fully under the control of the Lord. They work like birds caught in a net who cannot move independently. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The difference between the suras and the asuras is that the suras know that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas the asuras cannot understand the supreme will of the Lord. In this fight, Vrittasura is actually the sura, whereas Indra is the asura. No one can act independently. Rather, everyone acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, victory and defeat come according to the results of one's karma, and the judgment is given by the Supreme Lord. Karmana daiva netrena, from Srimad Bhagavatam 331.1. Since we act under the control of the Supreme according to our karma, no one is independent. From Brahma down to the insignificant ant. Whether we are defeated or victorious, the Supreme Lord is always victorious because everyone acts under His directions. Om Jnanatam Anandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Malitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Vedama Namo Vishnubhadaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shrimate Gaur Govinda Swaminiti Namane Namo Vishnubhadaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschajati Shatarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudhi, Shri Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Again, the translation. All the living beings in all the planets of this universe, including the presiding deities of all of the planets, are fully under the control of the Lord. They work like birds caught in a net who cannot move independently. So this is the realization, tattva vijnanam, realized knowledge of pure devotee, Vrittasura. And because of that purity and simplicity, then the intelligence and the knowledge of this absolute statement is there. To understand the absolute truth requires tremendous amounts of mercy from Krishna and Krishna's dear devotees, who can purify our heart and our mind. And just like Dhruva Maharaj, when Krishna appeared in front of him, he was just a 5-year-old boy. And Prabhupada explains that he wanted to offer some prayers to the Lord, but because he was so small, he didn't know exactly what to say. And therefore the Lord, knowing his heart and what his intention was, then he placed a conch shell on the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj. And immediately by that mercy, then Dhruva Maharaj was able to understand and explain the absolute truth. So mercy is required, just like Krishna says to Arjuna that I give you divine eyes by which you can see and understand me. And also Prabhupada explains that the mercy of the spiritual master is he gives us the right of hearing. Srila Prabhupada explains that the favor of the spiritual master is not received through any other part of the body except the ear. So by the mercy of Gurudev, one can then also receive divine ears by which we can hear and understand this description and instruction which is beyond this material world. Srila Prabhupada explains this is fourth dimensional information, knowledge. That's Shuddha Sattva platform, Vasudev platform, pure goodness platform. So to understand on that platform, we cannot gather that understanding by our academic or intellectual pursuit, but it totally is dependent on the mercy from Krishna and the mercy of Sri Guru. And so Vrittasura was such a pure devotee of the Lord, had received the full mercy of the Lord and the Lord's dear devotees. Therefore, his intelligence was very pure and very clear. And he could understand that everything is related to Krishna, nothing is separate from Krishna, and that Krishna is controlling all of his different energies, internal energy, external energy. Nothing is separate from Krishna, and Krishna is the controller of those energies. Srila Prabhupada in the purport is saying this is the difference between asuras and asuras, is that the asuras, the devotees, Shuddha Bhaktis, they know that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas the asuras, they cannot understand the supreme will of the Lord. So it's explained that not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. Now we can say that as a saying, but to practically realize that, it requires this pure consciousness, pure spiritual intelligence. And so devotees means pure devotees, they can understand clearly how that is so. Whereas Prabhupada says the asuras, those who are still demoniac or have this demoniac propensity, they cannot really understand how the supreme will is working. Srila Prabhupada explains that conditioned souls who are under the modes of material nature, they don't know what to do and what not to do. And that is because we are blind by this material energy, by being conditioned souls. So we have a spiritual blindness. Srila Prabhupada, many places, he says that we're very proud of our eyes. Seeing is believing. But really, to understand spiritual knowledge, to understand what is the real thing, one cannot understand it with the material senses, with material eyes. Divine eyes, divine hearing, mercy of Krishna, and Krishna, dear devotee, is most important thing to understand this knowledge. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that no one can act independently. We have been granted independence, some independence, because that's quality of Krishna. He's supremely independent. We are also independent in the sense that we can make a choice. So our independence is very minute independence. And the minute independence means we can make simply one choice, and that is we can be Krishna Das or Maya Das. We can choose Krishna and to want to serve Krishna. And if we don't make that choice, and we misuse our minute independence, then we'll choose to continue to be a Maya Das, a servant of Maya. It's explained, Srila Prabhupada says, after you make that choice for Krishna, then you come under Krishna's spiritual energy, and Krishna gives that spiritual intelligence, spiritual strength, the spiritual ability to perform devotional life. So that intelligence, that strength, that ability is coming from Krishna when we surrender to Krishna. If we choose not to surrender to Krishna, then we come under Maya. Now acting as Maya Das instead of Krishna Das, then automatically Maya, acharyas say, binds us up by ropes or chains and just drags us. We are forced to think and to act in a perverted way or contaminated way because of this rebellious nature and refusing to want to wholeheartedly surrender to Krishna. Therefore, we must be punished. And Prabhupada is saying that the judgment of victory or defeat, of release or punishment, ultimately that is coming by the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the witness. He's in the heart of every living entity. Savasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smriti gyanam aponam cha. And he's giving that knowledge and that intelligence. And Prabhupada says, and if you want to forget Krishna, then he'll also make you forget. So that is up to us. We have desire. Srila Prabhupada explains the only thing a living entity, a soul, can do is simply desire. And that association, if we do satsanga, sadhu sangha, then we develop spiritual desire. If we continue to do asatsanga, we contaminate, pollute our consciousness, then that intelligence or forgetfulness of our eternal position, our relationship or service to Krishna is also forgotten. But all of that is being conducted by the Supreme Lord, who is the witness within the heart of every living entity, and he gives the final judgment. Krishna can determine how serious are we and how sincere are we to want to surrender and to serve him. And then we are, as Krishna says, as you surrender unto me, then I'll reward you accordingly. So therefore Prabhupada says, since we act under the control of the Supreme, according to our karma, no one is independent. No one can act or claim to be independent, because we're directly coming under the superior energy of the Lord, interior energy of the Lord, or the external energy of the Lord. But either way, either directly or indirectly, we are being influenced and controlled by the Supreme Lord. The one thing that he gives us is the little independence to decide, to make a choice whether we'll surrender to Krishna or not. Prabhupada says, whether we are defeated or victorious, the Supreme Lord is always victorious. Because everyone acts under His directions. But then in other places in the Shastra it says the Lord, sometimes He's defeated. Here it says He's always victorious. But there is one place or one condition that makes Him agree to be defeated. And that's explained that the love of His devotee, that can control the Lord. Otherwise the Lord is supremely independent, He's supreme controller. But He agrees to be controlled by the love of His devotee. And without that love, there's no question of us thinking that we can control the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada, in some different places, speaking about this topic of independence, Srila Prabhupada, in a later purport in the 6th canto, 12:13, he says, no one is independent. Everyone is dependent on the mercy or the chastisement of the Supreme Lord. So we can get the mercy of the Lord or we can get the chastisement of the Lord according to our what we deserve. Prabhupada says there is a common saying in Bengal that the Lord, He has 10 hands. This means that He has control everywhere. In the 8 directions, up and down. If He wants to take everything away from us with His 10 hands, we cannot protect anything with our 2 hands. So we become very attached in many ways, and we're trying to hold on. But Krishna, another name is Hari, means that He's also taking away, He's also stealing. So He has 10 hands, and we have 2 hands, so we cannot compete with the Supreme Lord. No matter where you try to hide it, if Krishna wants to shower mercy, then anyway He'll find it and He'll take it. Just like parent, sometimes the child is playing with a nice shiny knife, thinking that they're enjoying. But the parent knows, this child is going to hurt himself. He's going to get hurt, so therefore I'll forcibly take away the knife from that child. And the child cries, he throws temper tantrum, I cannot play, I cannot enjoy. But the father, mother, they know best. Krishna also, He knows best. He knows what is in our best interest. And therefore we should trust Krishna. He knows the past, present and the future. We don't know. We're still blinded. We're still speculating. We're still guessing. We're calling that we're devotees, Sura. But if we're really Sura, then we would have right intelligence to know what to do, what not to do. So the fact that we're still groping in the dark, we're still speculating, we're still trying to act as our own guru, therefore Prabhupada says we don't know what to do, what not to do. In this way, still this demoniac covering or contamination is still there. Srila Prabhupada says everyone in the material world is a demon, asura. But then Prabhupada says more or less, more or less. So we're trying to go from being a great demon, I speak for myself, and how to become purified, how to become really devotee. So Prabhupada says, if Krishna wants to take the special mercy of Krishna, is all those things which are binding us and distracting us from pure devotion, then Krishna's special mercy is He'll take those things away. Then nothing else is there, no one else is there. Then, it's explained, then we'll be completely humbled out. We cannot depend on anything, anyone. Then we can turn our face, our heart towards Krishna. That is His special mercy. So if He wants to take, He'll take with His 10 hands, what can we hold back with the 2 hands, Srila Prabhupada saying. So similarly, if He wants to bestow His mercy and benedictions upon us with His 10 hands, we cannot factually receive them all with our 2 hands. So Krishna is also showering so much mercy, blessing. With 10 hands he's showering. But we cannot handle it because we only have the 2 hands. So that is up to Krishna. Whether he wants to shower mercy, or whether he wants to chastise or punish us, and that is up to him. Prabhupada says, in other words, the benedictions exceed our ambitions. In one place, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna wants us so much more than we want him. It says, if even we take 1 step towards Krishna, he wants to take, he's taking 10 steps towards us. He's so kind. So Prabhupada says, therefore, either in opulence or in distress, we are not independent. Everything is dependent on the sweet will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Srila Prabhupada is speaking in a lecture in Seattle, September 30, 1968. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining, everyone wants to be independent. But nobody is independent. We have a desire to be independent. But nobody is independent. Everyone is subordinate. Nobody can say, I am independent. Can you say, any one of you, that you are independent? Is there anybody? No, everyone is subordinate, willingly subordinate. Not by force, everyone becomes subordinate. And Srila Prabhupada gives example. The girl says to a boy, I want to be your subordinate. Willingly, she says. And similarly, the boy says to the girl, I want to be your subordinate. Or I want to serve you, please you. And so why is it like that? Because that is our nature. That is my nature. I want to be subordinate because my nature, by nature, we are subordinate. But I do not know. I reject this subordination. But you'll accept another subordination. So if we don't want to be subordinate to Krishna, Krishna's devotee, we'll be subordinate by Maya. If we don't want to serve in Krishna's family, Guru's family, then we'll serve in Maya's family. So nobody can say that they're not surrendered or that they're not serving. Everyone is surrendering and serving and being subordinate. The only question is, where are we doing that? Are we doing it with Guru and Krishna, Vaishnavas, or are we doing it in Maya? Srila Prabhupada explains, just like a worker, an employee, he works here, but he finds some better wages in another place, and then he goes there. But that does not mean he becomes independent. He is still subordinate. So you can say, well, I make a choice, I'm going to another place to serve. But still, when you go to the other place, then you still have to surrender and serve and be subordinate. So that is our nature. We cannot escape that. It's just, what choice do we make? Where do we want to be subordinate? Where do we want to surrender and serve? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teaches us, if you want to be subordinate, or if you want to worship somebody, and Prabhupada says, who worships somebody? Unless you feel that somebody is greater than you, why shall you worship them? I worship my boss because I think he's greater than me. He gives me wages, a salary, monthly $600, and therefore I must worship him. I must please him. So we must surrender and serve that person because we want some money, some wages. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that you become subordinate to Krishna. Rather than Maya, become subordinate to Krishna. If you want to worship someone, worship Krishna. If you want to love someone, then love Krishna, worship Krishna. or his place Vrindavan. Because everybody wants to love some place that is now going under the name of nationalism, some country. Somebody says, oh, I love this American land. Somebody says, oh, I love this Chinese land. Somebody else says, I love this Russian land. So everyone wants to also love some land. Especially, Prabhupada says, where he is born, that place he tries to love that land. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, because you are inclined to love someone, some person, rather, you love Krishna. Because you want to love some land, you try to love Vrindavan. So Prabhupada also speaking that this love, this attachment, or propensity to love, that is also the symptom of consciousness. So we cannot destroy or get rid of attachment. Everyone has propensity to love. Prabhupada says that if the husband and wife, they cannot have a child, then they want to go buy or get a cat and a dog. And you see, especially in America, but also now India, everyone is worshipping the dog and treating the dog like a little baby. And so Prabhupada says this is an example of how we want to love somebody, we want to love something, and we want to be loved. So this loving propensity, this attachment towards someone, it cannot be killed, it only has to be transferred. So here Prabhupada said, you transfer your loving attachment rather than Maya and Maya's family. You put that love and attachment towards Krishna and Krishna's family. Because we cannot always, we don't understand or see Krishna, so Krishna sends his dear devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, Shuddha Bhaktis, Premi Bhaktis. So the Shastra says we should develop an attraction and attachment to want to serve them and please them. That means we're serving in Krishna's family. Krishna Samsa means Guru Samsa. So if we nicely try our best to serve in the family or the mission of the spiritual master, then that means we're making a conscious choice to be subordinate, to surrender and to serve Krishna's dear devotees. And this also is very much pleasing to Krishna. And he showers mercy. And if we please the spiritual master by following his instructions, with full faith, with love and affection, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kutopi, then the spiritual master becomes pleased. He showers mercy on us. That means Krishna becomes pleased, and Krishna is showering his mercy on us through his representative, bona fide spiritual master. So this is our choice. We cannot be independent. We must be subordinate. We must surrender and serve because that is our very nature. We must be attached. We must have the ability to shower love and affection and a desire to receive that. Now it's simply a question of will we properly use our minute independence, or will we remain foolish and rebellious and continue to rather serve in Maya's family. Srila Prabhupada explains that you cannot be independent, you must surrender and serve. And if somebody says, well, I'm independent, and I'll not surrender and serve anybody. Well, Srila Prabhupada says, then okay, you surrender and serve your uncontrolled mind and senses. So everyone has to surrender, everyone has to serve. It's just simply a choice of whether we'll surrender and serve Krishna and Krishna's dear devotees, or whether we'll continue to serve Maya. And serving Maya means getting the heavy, Prabhupada says, heavy kicks, heavy lashes of Maya. And that is a punishment. That is also mercy. Because otherwise we'll not think to surrender to Krishna. So I'll stop my class there. If anyone has any points or questions, please feel free to say yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Govardhan Gedhari ji. Very nice lecture, Maharaj Bhaiyu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the lecture. I want to ask one question that in Krishna consciousness, they say that we have to surrender to Krishna and so that we get delivered and salvation and all that, liberation and all that. But Krishna says...
Getting delivered and all that, like it's like an easy thing.
I mean, get delivered or get salvation and whatever. Get away from the... Go back to Godhead in one sense. In summary, go back to Godhead. That's the aim of consciousness.
Yes.
But Krishna says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, manushyanam sarsesu kaschit yadisidhe yetudam apisidhanam kaschit mam yadisidhe. Out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows mean truth. So it's not possible at all to know Krishna. So how can we, throw light on this?
Huh. What is the translation? What did you say?
Out of thousands among men, one may achieve perfection. Yeah. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows mean truth.
Yeah.
So it's not possible at all to know Krishna. So can you throw light on this?
Krishna wants every one of us to know Him and to love Him and to surrender to Him and to serve Him. And He's making all opportunity to every living entity by sometimes coming Himself, speaking Bhagavad Gita, sending His dear devotees from the Dham, and they're also speaking Guru Sadhu Shastra. Krishna is giving intelligence. The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna says, I'll give you intelligence. If you come in a mood of surrender and service. So if somehow or other, by nice association, we can develop a more intense desire to want to surrender to Krishna. But we realize, I have no real qualification. Like you're saying, it seems very impossible. For us, especially in the Kali Yuga, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also understands that thing. But he can make the impossible possible, and he made the process as easy as possible for us by giving us this prescription of chanting the holy names, Premanam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the first part is yes, it seems impossible. And when we look with inside of ourselves, we'll realize, and all acharyas are also praying. What is it? Karma nahi, jnana nahi, Krishna bhakti nahi. So I don't have anything. I don't have any good karma. I don't have a good jnana, good intelligence. I don't have a good sadhana. I have no real qualification. I'm very much lacking in my bhakti, in my surrender, my faith. First we have to come to terms with where are we at? What is our actual adhika? And we'll find most of us that in the Kali Yuga, the most degraded age, that really we have no qualification. But the Lord is so merciful, so kind, that He's giving us a wonderful opportunity. He's giving the highest thing to the lowest, most unqualified persons. That's why it said Mahaprabhu is the most merciful, most compassionate incarnation of Krishna. So with Mahaprabhu's mercy, and by trying to follow His instructions, trying to chant purely, the chief result of chanting purely, trying to give up our offenses, is one can chant Shudanam. And the chief result of chanting Shudanam is one will develop Krishna Prema. So Krishna has made it very easy for us, especially in this age. And we must follow the instruction of Gaura Priyajanas, dear devotees of Mahaprabhu. With their mercy, they take compassion, some love and affection toward us. We just have to try. Srila Prabhupada, out of his humility, many places, he said, you want to say that I've done something great, but really, I just tried to follow the instructions of my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada says, I've not said one word. If you want to give me any credit, I didn't say one word separate from my spiritual master. I didn't add anything. I didn't subtract anything. So with that blind faith or blind allegiance, simply trying to follow and speak and hear what the previous acharyas have spoken, trying to follow their instruction, then we become pleasing to those persons. Prabhupada says, if you take a big burden and big responsibility for your spiritual master to push his mission, then you become recognized. You become very dear to your spiritual master, very dear to Mahaprabhu. Just by taking that risk, taking that burden, that responsibility, trying to please them, trying to serve them, then they're very merciful and they take sympathy on us. And they shower that mercy and blessing. With the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's devotee, then the impossible can become possible. We become discouraged when we realize, oh, I don't really have any qualification, I don't have any big desire really for spiritual life, I'm having trouble surrendering, I cannot do it. Sometimes we become a little depressed, little discouraged. But that's only because we're trying to do it ourselves. And by ourselves, with our limited qualification, it is impossible to overcome Maya, to get out of Maya, to develop really in Krishna Bhakti. It's very difficult. But with mercy from the spiritual master, mercy from the Lord, then it's very possible. It says that we pray every day, the lotus feet of our spiritual master is the only way in which we can attain pure devotional service. So by the mercy of the spiritual master, by trying to please him, serve him, then he can purify our heart and consciousness. He can shower mercy on us. He can pray to Mahaprabhu on our behalf. We may pray. The Lord may hear, may accept the prayer or not. But if a pure devotee prays for us because we're trying to please him, then Krishna Mahaprabhu, he cannot say no. So that's the secret, Prabhupada says. You just try to please your spiritual master. You try to follow his instructions. And so many difficulties will come in the execution of that service, but still you have to pray for tolerance, ability to continue to persevere and try to surrender and try to serve, try to please your spiritual master. And he'll test us, he's testing us, how determined are we, how serious are we, how sincere are we. And if that is there, and the spiritual master will pray for us, then spiritual life will be very successful. Then we can be successful. Don't be depressed. Don't be discouraged. It is very rare, but we're also getting the information and the faith of how practically it should be done and can be done. So we must just follow that path. Follow the path of the Mahajans. Whoever became successful in the spiritual life, anyway, just follow that. Srila Prabhupada said, I just tried. I tried my best to surrender and to serve the instruction of my spiritual master. I have no other qualification. And if any success, any good thing is coming, it's just because of the mercy that I received from Gurudev, Shri Guru. He gave all credit to his spiritual master because he knows, what am I doing? What can I do? Prabhupada, when he was coming on Jaladuta to America, he was thinking what he had to do, what his instructions were from his spiritual master. In those prayers, Prabhupada is praying to Krishna, Krishna, how will these people who are heavily under Tamagun and Rajagun, and they're thinking that they're enjoying this material sense pleasure, how will it be possible that they'll be able to receive this message of Srimad Bhagavatam? And then in those prayers, Srila Prabhupada said, anyway, Krishna, you put them in Maya, you can also get them out of Maya. So Prabhupada was completely dependent on the mercy from the Lord, mercy of his spiritual master, And Prabhupada simply said, please empower my words. Please empower me to be able to be strong enough to be able to convince them that they should come and surrender to Krishna, Mahaprabhu. So such devotees are completely dependent. They know perfectly well they're not independent. So they're always begging, crying for mercy and acting in such a way to deserve mercy from their spiritual master. And then that which is seemingly impossible can become possible by the will and the desire of the Supreme Lord and His dear devotee. That's the only hope we have. This is a secret. Prabhupada says this is the secret of success in your spiritual life. Just make the instructions of your spiritual master your life and your soul. Prabhupada says, whether you understand or don't understand, it doesn't matter. In due course of time, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, you will understand. You will become successful. If we align ourselves with Krishna, just like Arjuna, then automatically the victory, success is guaranteed. If we try to do independently, thinking we're independent, then certainly we'll meet with defeat and discouragement. All right? Hare Krishna. Poo.
Actually, those who are not serving Krishna are in the minority. If you consider all the souls in the material world and all the souls in the spiritual world put together, actually those who are not surrendered to Krishna are in a very small minority. The majority of all souls are in the spiritual world serving. We're here because we're in a prison house. We have to get out.
So it's said in the Shastra that out of all the creation, three quarters are all liberated pure devotees of Krishna, surrendering and serving Krishna. So already they're victorious, if you add it up. But we're coming out of the prison house, so only then do we think, oh, if you look around, this whole thing sounds very, very difficult. But really, three quarters are already serving Krishna with love and devotion. That's a very interesting perspective. Hare Krishna. So we should join the majority. We should join with the winners. It says in the material world, if you want to be successful, stick with the winners. Those who are already successful, just associate with them. Try to please them. Try to hear from them. Then it's much, much more effective. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Which family Maya herself belonged to? Which family Maya herself belongs to?
Maya belongs to Krishna's family.
So that means we are serving Krishna.
Right. But Maya, she's very intelligent. She said, okay, they want to serve in illusion and suffer in ignorance. If that's somehow they want to misuse their independence, she'll make that arrangement for you. It doesn't mean she's going with you. She's still choosing to surrender and serve Krishna. Just like Krishna, he's not contaminated by our decision. And the pure devotees of the Lord, they're trying to encourage us and convince us in this material world, but it doesn't mean that they are personally misusing their independence. Everyone follows my path in all respects. That's a whole That's also another interesting... Because some people say, yes, whatever I'm doing... It's all one. We're all going to the same place. Okay. So it may take a little longer for you. You'll eventually end up there. Sometimes I was laughing. I said, somehow or other, in our life, we're going to end up horizontal. It's either going to be on the funeral pyre, being burnt in Puri. You'll be horizontal. Or we can just pay dandavat pranams from the core of our hearts. So one way or another, we're going to be horizontal. So better sooner than later. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Prabhu.
हरे कृष्ण महाराज.
हरे कृष्ण
महाराज. मैं तो इंग्लिश नहीं बोल सकता लेकिन हिंदी में बोलता हूँ. महाराज आप बोले हम लोग यदि भगवान की तरफ एक कदम आगे बढ़ाते हैं तो भगवान हमारी तरफ दस कदम आते हैं. तो महाराज हम लोग एक कदम तो आगे बढ़ाए कि भगवान के प्रति हम लोग सरेंडर हो गए हैं, लेकिन हम देखते हैं हमारे अंदर जो काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मत ये सब कुछ खत्म नहीं हो रहा है. तो हम कैसे अनुभव करें कि भगवान हमारी तरफ दस कदम आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं?
It's not one time surrendering. It's not one time crying before Krishna. Okay, I cried before Krishna, I surrendered to Krishna, now my work is done. It's an ongoing process. An ongoing process of trying our best to surrender to Guru and Krishna's instructions. And crying in the heart for mercy and strength and intelligence to be able to do it. So we came, we cried, we prayed, we want to surrender to Krishna. But then we have to continue that mood and that activity, and that will happen if we have nice association, if we really take shelter of sadhu, guru, Vaishnavas, the shastra, our devotional service, devotional activity. Then in due course of time, with the mercy of Guru and Krishna, these things will start to become less, 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 less. Prabhupada says it's an expert treatment program. Harikatha, Krishna Nam, that is the medicine. And this Jagannath Prasad, Krishna Prasadam, that is the diet. So if we follow the prescription of the Sadhu Vaidya, then we'll take a nice medicine and a nice diet very quickly, will become healed. But because we're not dedicated, we're not following the prescription of the doctor, the spiritual master, we're not sufficiently absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna, we're not chanting, trying to give up the offenses, we're still lacking in that. So we're not nicely surrendering to the hearing process, we're having difficulty how to hear, how to take the medicine. The mind is so distracted, so disturbed, we're not able to absorb or to ingest the medicine of Harikatha, Krishna Nam. And then Prabhupada said, you just take Krishna Prasadam, don't eat any other thing. We were saying last night in the beginning that Prabhupada's followers, future disciples, they were hungry for some sweet. And then Prabhupada said, hey, where's the devotees? Oh, they went to Dunkin' Donuts. They went to the donut factory to get some sweet donuts outside. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, this is not going to be good for you. And then Prabhupada made the Simply Wonderfuls. He made some nice sweets. And said, okay, you like sweets? You want to eat sweet? No problem. But make sure it's Krishna Prasadam. It's Jagannath Prasad. So if we're not really advancing in the process, it means that we're not wholeheartedly following the instruction of our spiritual masters. We're not nicely taking the medicine, and we're not nicely just taking the diet. Otherwise it would work immediately, very nicely. So we're still being stubborn, we're still speculating, we're still deliberating whether we'll do, whether we'll not do. In this way, we're not strictly following the instruction. Therefore, the effect, the mercy that's required to clean the heart and the mind is not happening. Prabhupada, I think someone gave example that we're lighting the grass on fire, and then all of a sudden we're dumping gallons and gallons of water on that same grass that we're trying to light on fire. So if we just do the satsanga, sadhu sangha, and take a nice medicine, harinam, harikatha, take a nice diet, then very nicely the grass can be lit. We can very nicely, quickly advance. But because we're addicted to asatsanga, maintaining material desires, material attachments, even after understanding all of the instructions, this is aparad. This is namaparad. So we have to give up these aparads, these offenses. We have to be very sincere and serious for wanting recovery and purity and cleansing our heart and mind and consciousness. Means we have to strictly follow the process. This is my understanding and also my experience. When we do nicely, we surrender to Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. We are in a humble mood, a submissive mood. We try to hear nice instruction. We're praying to Prabhupada every day. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittetai Koriya Akya. My spiritual master, my dear spiritual master, my only desire is to have my consciousness purified. How? By hearing Hari Katha, Krishna Naam emanating from your lotus mouth. It's very powerful, very potent. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada came and chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He spoke about Krishna. And the vibration is so pure, so potent, if we nicely hear it, it enters in, then immediately the heart and consciousness is purified by the mercy of a pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta. So we have to always associate, always desire to associate with advanced devotees who are pure devotees. And Krishna will understand and He'll send us nice association always. And we try to hear in a humble state of mind, submissively hear from those more advanced Vaishnavas. And by the mercy of Vaishnavas, we hear that katha. This will purify the heart and the consciousness. So we have a hearing problem. We think I don't have to hear from anybody. I am knowing everything. I remember when I first came to India and the first time someone said to me, I tried to say something, they said, I am knowing everything. I was like, wow, that's amazing. You're knowing everything, so that means you can't hear anything. So this pride is there. And if the pride is there, we cannot be humble, we cannot be submissive, we cannot hear properly. So the medicine doesn't go inside. So we have a hearing deficiency. Krishna said to Arjuna, touch Chinu, hear from me. If you can hear me, then you'll pass over everything. But if you don't hear me, you can't hear me because of your false ego, then you're lost, you'll be lost. So are we getting found or are we getting lost? And that is determined by our seriousness in hearing from proper source, pure Vaishnavas. This is very potent medicine, and the Harikatha are the Krishna Prasadam, Jagannath Prasad. That part of it we have down pretty good. Taking Prasadam, okay, that's an easy one. But to sit and to try to hear and try to focus our mind and our attention and surrender to the hearing process and trying to sit nicely and chant, trying to give up offenses, it's not so easy thing. Therefore, the recovery process, the treatment program is prolonged. So that's up to our sincerity and our seriousness. How much, how quick do we want to purify our consciousness? And therefore, we have to dedicate ourselves every day. We have to try to rededicate ourselves to this process. Because externally, mechanically, we're working, but we have to make it internal. Spiritual life is internal, not external. So externally we're doing, that's all right, but we have to internalize it. We have to bring consciousness and motivation to what we're doing and why we're doing it. And then it will be much more effective. That's my understanding. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaji said that when we put one step towards Krishna and towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards us. And he's saying that we have kama, this lust, crowd, anger and all these things. So how can Krishna, that's what he says that. So now in even the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Karma Yoga, third chapter, Arjuna is asking Lord Krishna, there is some force which is impelling me to do sin. There is some force which is impelling me to do sin, and Krishna is speaking of Kamesha Kodesha. So how is this contradictory? Arjuna is asking Lord Krishna, there is some force which is impelling me to do sin, and Krishna is saying Kamesha Kodesha. This is quite contradictory. Can you throw light on this?
He's telling that Arjuna is telling in Bhagavad Gita in the third chapter that some force is impelling me to do sin.
Yeah.
And then Lord Krishna explains about Kamesha Krodesha. So he is asking, I don't know what.
Yeah, Arjuna asked Krishna, what is it, Krishna, that is forcing us to commit sinful activities, even though we know this is not good, this is not right? And Krishna says, it's lust, Arjuna, the all-devouring sinful enemy of man. So we have a heart disease. We have a heart disease, and it's called the lust. So who's intelligent and wise, they'll realize, oh, my heart, my consciousness is not right. It's a filthy. So I have to fix it. I have to clean it. I have to get rid of it. Well, how are we going to get rid of it if it's such a long-standing problem, very deep-rooted problem? It means you need very strong medicine. Sometimes if you have a big virus, you have very, very sick, and someone who doesn't know, they'll say, oh, just take some orange juice. Okay, orange juice is nice for you, but now it's too late. You need some heavy medicine. So we need really strong medicine to get rid of this lust. This Prabhupada says the lust to enjoy women and money. It's a very deep-rooted problem. So it requires a good doctor and a nice strong medicine. Then gradually, these things can be rooted out from the heart and the consciousness. But by ourselves, what can we do? Even you have knowledge, even you know it's not right, you know it's sinful, you know you're going to have to suffer, and still we cannot stop it. Because we think we're independent. We're thinking that we have power and strength and ability. But all Vaishnavas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays in song to Gopinath, O Gopinath, I tried to control my mind and senses hundreds and hundreds, thousands of times. But I have to admit my defeat, I couldn't do it. Of course, he's pure devotee, he's teaching us what is our position and how we should pray before the Lord. I tried hundreds, thousands of times, but I couldn't do it. I always was defeated. And I admit my defeat. Now I'm just completely depending on you and your mercy. Otherwise it's impossible for me to uproot this thing and to overcome and to try to control this wicked mind and senses. So then devotee is completely dependent and always crying for mercy. This is why. And actually Prabhupada says if you become completely surrendered to Guru and Krishna, only then will you actually become independent. We want to be independent, but without complete surrender to Guru and Krishna, there's no question of feeling independent. So beg, cry for mercy, get a nice doctor, sadhu vaidya, hear nicely, submissive oral reception, receive a nice medicine, take Jagannath Prasad, Krishna Prasad. And Prabhupada said this is expert treatment program to purge your mad mind, to purify this contaminated heart and consciousness. We have to be more serious for the cleansing process, and we have to know how and where to get it. That instruction is given by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. We simply have to become much more serious in that work. So let's try to be more dedicated today to this process. Let us nicely cleanse our heart and our consciousness and become humble and pray for mercy. and try to serve nicely in a nice mood the spiritual master, Vaishnavas, then they'll shower mercy, Krishna will shower mercy, Mahaprabhu will shower mercy, then what seems so difficult will immediately give us a great result. Okay? Thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudeva ki, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda ki, Gopremanande! Hare Krishna.